overnight. It was hit by an anti-ship ballistic missile, but the British government says although the vessel was damaged, no one was hurt. Former Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick is urging the government to join the US, Australia, Canada and Italy in suspending funding for a United Nations aid group. It's alleged some staff were involved in the Hamas attacks on Israel on the 7th of October. Jasmine El-Gamal is a former Middle East advisor to the Pentagon. She says civilians in Gaza depend on the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees for pretty much everything.
To cut off funding at this incredibly critical time when there's such a humanitarian crisis in Gaza because of alleged actions of a tiny, tiny portion of the UNRWA staff, it's fairly troubling in my opinion.
The White House says fake, explicit images of Taylor Swift shared online are alarming. They were posted on X, which insists it removes harmful AI content. In sport, Ollie Pope's unbeaten 1-4-8 has given England's cricketers a chance of winning the first test with India after day three in Hyderabad. Ben Stokes' side closed on 316 for six in their second innings. That's a lead of 126 runs. The lowest-ranked side left in the FA Cup, Maidstone, are hoping to pull off a fourth-round shot at Championship Ipswich this lunchtime. Manager George Elokobi wants the sixth-tier club to enjoy it.
Excited for the entire community, Maidstone as a whole, for our players who are history makers. A great occasion, a historic moment for them all.
Rangers are at St Mirren in the Scottish Premiership's early kick-off before Celtic host Ross County. And Aryna Sabalenka's retained the Australian Open tennis title after beating China's Qin Wang Zhang. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
How do? How are we? Welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up on Phoenix 98FM. How's your Saturday going?
Just squeeze a Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you? Hope you're well. Happy Saturday. Nearly through January, guys. Nearly there. What a month, eh? I think we could all forget this one. But hope you're well. Hope you're having a great day. Now, I've got a great show for you today. Some brilliant new music, all the usual features. Danny's Choice, cover of another, Take Five. Everything you could possibly need on your Saturday afternoon. So crank up the stereo or whatever you're listening on. Showing me age there. And grab yourself a snack and a drink. You don't need to do any housework. Just sit down and chill. Listen to some great music. And you can email me, of course, radio@phoenixfm.com is the email address into the studio. Or the Weekend Wind-Up on social media. Great to hear from you. Tell me what you're up to, what your plans are, any birthday shout-outs or whatever. Just get in touch. Now I'm going to play this next track for you. This is a brand new one from Rod Stewart and Jules Holland, and we're loving this on Phoenix. This is for Keith Ball, the legend.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost, almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be, yeah, yeah, like a bell that is ringing for me.
almost like me. This love was endless. We always had tomorrow. Two hungry voices with so much left to say. We were working on forever. It was good in every way. I can't believe we're gonna say goodbye. Say goodbye today. Was captured the moment that I saw you. You were my future, and I couldn't turn away. When I held you and you trembled, I was sure that you would stay. I can't believe we're gonna say goodbye today. It was almost right. It was all the things we dreamed of in the middle of the night. It was just beginning. We had everything and more. Are we gonna let a love like this slip right through our fingers? Slip right through our fingers. And the stories, one passing moment, a game we used to play. We were born to be together. Have we really lost our way? I can't believe we're gonna say goodbye, lose it all forever. It could have been.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98 FM.
It is indeed. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you? How's your day going? Hope you're well. Now, I know some of you have been watching. Can we talk about the traitors? Now, I'm not going to give away the winner, even though you kind of probably know who it is. But just in case, I don't want to do any spoilers for anyone if you have been watching but not caught the last episode. What glorious TV it was, wasn't it? Honestly, it just made January for me, because TV in January is normally pretty dull, isn't it? And it was just, I don't know about you, but last night I was shouting at the TV, particularly when I thought it was going to go a different way to how it did turn out. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. But honestly, congratulations to everybody involved. It was such a glorious bit of TV, wasn't it? And it was just kind of, you know, it was gripping. It was kind of real human interaction. And it was very similar in a bizarre way to when Big Brother started, that it was more about a human experiment about how people behaved around one another and the kind of a social experiment. And yeah, I loved it. It was so good. If you watched it, let me know. Get in touch. Tell me what you think. I know lots of my friends were watching it. Adam in particular was very glued, and he was loving it, and yeah, it's so good. So good, wasn't it? It really was. And it's a sad event that it's finished, it really is. Anyway, getting onward with some decent music. So this is the new one from a gentleman who's had his problems over the past couple of years, bless him, but he's doing really well, and this is such a song to come back with. This is Lewis Capaldi and Strangers.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up with the sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were who I ran to. Now I can't even call you my friend. Oh, darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again. Hearts a mess and heads ablaze. The nights become the start of days. And I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were who I ran to. Now I can't even call you my friend. Oh, darling, it's strange, cause you strangers all over again. All over again. Now I know I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into,
was a pit mix, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no King Ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours.
FM Travel News.
Okay, your latest travel update for you, and there's a few problem areas on the roads today. So on the A128, as you head towards the Robin Hood pub, there's some emergency water main works going on, so the road is being dug up there, so that's causing some significant delays, so avoid the area if you can. And the slip road, as you come off onto the ramp on the Brook Street roundabout junction on the M25, that's got some emergency repair works going on as well, which is causing some problems. Now the A12, as you leave the Brook Street roundabout heading towards Gallows Corner, that's heavily congested, broken down vehicle causing one lane to be closed at the moment. They're in the middle of moving that. Apart from that, all other roads tend to look okay. Around Dunton area on the A127, quite heavy with traffic at the moment. It is moving, but it's just a bit slower than usual because it's quite heavy, so you might get delayed if you head around there. Services on C2C into Venture Street looking okay at the moment. No timetable alterations. Greater Anglia Network the same as well. London Underground, there are minor delays on the Central Line. There's a park closure on the Metropolitan Line and the Piccadilly Line, and a planned closure on the Waterloo and City Line later on today. So check with TfL if you are thinking of heading out and using the Underground. This is the new one from Kylie.
Fell into a bucket of cream. Here's two guys that fell into a radio station to talk about movies on Phoenix FM.
So it's now time for the Phoenix Film and DVD Review with Mr. Mark Searby. Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Spencer. You okay?
Yeah, not bad, not bad at all. What delights await us this week?
Well, a very eclectic bunch this week, certainly.
Good.
However, let's talk about a movie that is in cinemas now. It's called All of Us Strangers. It's about a screenwriter who is drawn back to his childhood home and enters into a fledgling relationship with a mysterious neighbour as he then discovers that his parents appear to be living just as they were on the day they died 30 years ago.
Okay, sounds interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would class this as something like a haunting romance movie. Maybe you could call it that. It's not haunting in your typical horror type way. Rather that it deals with the ghosts of the past and how sometimes we can't move on past them. And that's what happens in this movie. Adam, who is the screenwriter, he's an okay guy, but he struggles with a lot of things in life. He hates living in the city, but loves the nightlife. He's not really sure where he belongs, and the sense that he feels like he's never truly put his roots down as well. He kind of operates in this gap between times and possibly, I guess, even worlds as well. He doesn't really know what his life should be or wants to be either. So that kind of is until he finds a bit of meaning in it with the good-looking neighbor, and suddenly Adam starts to find himself again. He becomes really lively, becomes loads of fun, he's considerate, he's emotional as well, and he starts to open up. And it's not long before he realizes that he is in love with the neighbor, and possibly vice versa as well. However, what is holding Adam back is that he is still talking to his parents from 30 years ago. And I don't mean in his head. He takes the train to their house on the coast and sits in the front room of their house talking to them as if nothing happened. Even though he drops in
for a family visit, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But everything is like it was back in the 1970s, basically. So, is this a time slip story? Or is it memories constantly updating it in adult Adam's mind? Or is it everything he wished was happening? The film never tells you that. And I think it's all the better for it. Instead, there's talk about how his parents struggled to come to terms with his homosexuality, especially in the 70s, how they don't understand his way of life and why his dad never really stood up for him as a kid. There's so much to pick apart in the attitudes that the parents had back in those days towards anybody who came out as gay. Basically, it's heartbreaking. It's really, really heartbreaking. But then the film does something warm and something quite endearing as well. And that's between Adam and his parents. And I'm not going to say what it is, because it really is an emotional touchstone in the film. And it's really heartwarming, you know, for everything that's gone on before. It is kind of, in a weird way, like a cathartic experience, not just for Adam, but also for us watching. You feel that emotion that Adam goes through, and you want him to be happy. As I said,
would the film be quite cold without this moment? Or
no, absolutely not. Adam, no. He's a good guy. You know, he's a nice guy. As I said, he's not a sad guy at all. And the life that he's living, and the fact that he's fallen in love, or thinks he's fallen in love, that's a nice story as well. That's a really nice, heartwarming story. And when they go out clubbing, it's really entertaining. It's quite fun as well. But this pivotal moment in the film where something happens with him and his parents is so important. It's so important. And he's, you know, it just makes everything happy again. That's the thing. I'm not going to say too much more. It's just the fact that it really makes Adam happy. You know, he's lost his way in the world a little bit, and he kind of finds it again. That's the thing. So reverting back to a time where he kind of felt loved and he felt safe. But then on the other level, he starts to find out that actually maybe he wasn't as loved and he wasn't as safe as he first thought, because now he can deal with what his parents put him through as a young child as well. So you've got something that is working on many, many levels.
It's interesting.
You know, we want to feel and experience the same as what Adam goes through in this film. And we do. It's a relationship film. Not just in terms of sex, but also for friendship and for family. And it's beautifully put together. It's so beautifully put together. And it helps that you have an absolutely brilliant cast. You've got Jamie Bell, Claire Foy, and Paul Mescal. Now, they're all supporting characters. Jamie Bell and Claire Foy play the parents in it. And Paul Mescal plays the lover in it. Basically, the one who he falls in love with. Mm-hmm. They're great. Really, really good performances, strong, solid, but they're there to prop up the performance by Andrew Scott, who plays Adam. And it is utterly spellbinding, this performance. It is one of those performances that you get straight away. You go, I know who this person is. I understand them. I understand their troubles. I understand everything. It'll break your heart. It'll mend it at the same time as well. It's kind of like it's delicate without being really flimsy as well. That's the thing. There's just so much to this performance.
It's got a lot of heart to it.
It's got heart to it. It's got more than that as well. That's the thing here, Spencer. It's got so much to it. I was really blown away by Adam Scott's performance in this. He's
a stunning actor, isn't he?
Do you know, I've... because I never watched Sherlock, or I kind of only sort of vaguely knew of him his stuff, and I've seen him in a few bits here and there, but this is the first time I've really been wowed by him. I mean, just blown away by it. It's staggering, absolutely staggering, and I'm really disappointed that he's not been nominated at the Oscars. I mean, this guy deserves to be at least nominated for Best Actor, I think, because, as I said, it's a staggering performance, absolutely staggering, and one that just draws you in from minute one, and you're just so on his level. It's amazing. But that's the film as well. You know, the film is staggering as well. It's a real emotional piece of work that's going to have you going through all of those emotions, coming out the other end, feeling hugely affected in a good way, I may add. So don't worry about that. You will come out feeling uplifted and delighted, but you will have been put through the ringer. This is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant movie from start to finish. I don't know how many times I can watch it, though, because, as I said, it's so emotional.
What cinema's all about, though, isn't it? The whole gamut of emotions, yeah.
It is, yeah. And I think something like this, you know, stories that are being told like this, you know, not to put this up against, you know, blockbusters or anything, but this is such a different story. This is a story that a lot of people will have lived through and will really connect with these characters. You know, I think that's the thing, is that on a connection, on a human level, there's so much to connect to here.
That sounds amazing. I love films like that, because it's kind of, I mean, I'm all for kind of, you know, your I don't want to say superficial, but your fluffy films just with the action, or, you know, with the fun and drama. But sometimes a really good, meaty film that you invest in is just so worthwhile, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, it just adds to the fact that cinema is an art form. Movie making is an art form.
Yes.
And when
yes.
you see something like that, you really understand what everybody, from the cast down to the crew, down to everybody who works on it, was really pulling for.
Brilliant. One for the list. Thank you very much. Right, what do we have up next?
So on DVD and Blu-ray now is a movie called The Eternal Daughter. And this is about an artist and her elderly mother who return to a hotel that is now haunted by its mysterious past, which used to be their former family home. So kind of, okay. To a certain degree, kind of like All of Us Are Strangers, what we just spoke about.
Yeah, how slightly similar, back. Yeah.
Yeah. I found the idea of this movie really intriguing. Going back to a place that held so many happy memories and yet was ripped out of the family's hands and sold off and is now used as a hotel. So the question is then, as someone who used to live in that house, do you have the strength to go back and see what has happened to it now? And also, what will your feelings be when you're remembering what it used to be like? So is this a film that has got like a spooky remembrance edge to it? I kind of think it has. I you know, I think it's that type of thing that we can all associate with. You know, we once went somewhere and we remember it, and then when we go back decades later, it's a pile of rubble, or it's a building that is completely empty. And this movie does veer towards a sort of haunted house type movie, not in a scary way, but sort of, you know, there's things there in the back of the mind, you know, it's just something to bear in mind. The thing is, this movie is from writer-director Joanna Hogg, who I think has made some really interesting movies. This one, I'm not too sure about, really. The bit that drew me in was the synopsis. And then you've got this film about legacy and about family and what it means to each individual generation. Julie, who is the daughter, is trying to make a film all about her relationship with her mother. And one of the keys to that relationship is trying to find when her mother was last truly happy. And that involves going back to, obviously, their old family home, which is now a hotel. So Julie has to kind of try and discover secrets that are echoing in the walls of the dilapidating hotel. It's weirdly eerie. It's almost a gothic piece of filmmaking. For much of the film, Julie and her mother, who's called Rosalind, are talking about family history. and there's an air of sadness and mystery as well between them and the entire family. And I think the film isn't afraid to be ambiguous a lot of the time, which is what I really got caught up in a very good way. But then it comes crashing down in the final third of the film, and there's a reveal that happens that I think completely wastes most of the goodwill the film had beforehand. It's the unfortunate thing about the reveal is I felt it so obvious from the beginning, and I think that's what frustrates me most about it, is that it was too obvious. It was almost
was it shoehorned in just for effect, do you think?
No, it's definitely part of the story, absolutely, but because I kind of thought, I think it's this, and then it made me question it again, as if to say, no, that's too obvious. Why would they have that? That's far too obvious. And then when it does happen, I just thought, oh, that's a shame. That's such a shame, because that reveal is too obvious for me. I think it spoiled a lot of the early parts of the film, which I thought was very, very good. You know, somewhere in this movie is hidden somewhere, is a fascinating film. I think also about stone tape theory in buildings and even in humans as well. That's a whole other subject. We need to look up stone tape theory. You know, what do we remember about the good times? Do we block out the bad times? And is that a good idea? There's lots of ideas floating around in this film. But when it tries to go Lynchian, you know, towards the echoes of David Lynch's work, that's when I think it seriously miscalculates what it's trying to do. I think it's trying to push itself in the wrong direction. And that's a shame. And the thing is, as well, is if you're trying to do Lynchian-type work, that's a seriously tough nut to crack.
Well, you've got to really invest to go some, haven't you, to compete with that, yeah.
You have, absolutely. But I applaud Joanna Hogg for trying. Don't get me wrong, I think fantastic. You know, at least if you're going to go, have a go at it. And she's had a go at it, certainly. Unfortunately, I think it just doesn't quite pay off in that final third. But for the first two-thirds of the movie, there's something there. There's something really intriguing, something really mysterious, and something really eerie about it. So it's one of those movies that I found myself just feeling a little bit disappointed by that finale. But what went before it, I was very invested in.
So you'd recommend still, yeah?
I think so, because the good thing is with a movie like this is you haven't got to sit through a load of dross to get to the end, which is the good bit. I think it's the other way, where you get a load of good stuff right from minute one up until...
You invest in and then it tells off.
About an hour 10 into it, and then it kind of drops off. But by that point, you're invested in it, so you don't mind going through to the end of it. And also, as I said, you know, the reveal, I felt, was coming from minute one. Some people might not see that, and that's a good thing. But there are certainly some things in here that really kept me going.
Okay, one for the list then. I think that'll be all right. I think that'll be okay. Well, thank you for this week. Some great food for thought there. What have we got lined up for next week?
So next week we'll be reviewing a movie called American Fiction, which is all about a man who, a black writer, who actually pretends to be a white writer so he can become more famous and sell a lot more books. That film is actually nominated for quite a few awards up and down, I've noticed already. We're going to also review another movie that's been nominated for a lot of awards and is getting a lot of interest as well. This is called The Zone of Interest. I'm not going to tell you too much about it now. I'll tell you about it next week. But it's certainly been a thought-provoking movie for a heck of a lot of people who have already seen it. We'll talk about that. If you subscribe to the podcast, we will do an animated movie which will be streaming on Netflix. It's called Orion and the Dark, and it is written by Charlie Kaufman, the guy who did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be good.
Well, it's good. And the thing is, I like him. I think he's an interesting guy, even though he's, you know, slightly out there. But him writing a kids' movie? Okay, count me in.
Sounds fascinating. Cannot wait. Well, look, thanks for this week. Appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you next week.
Will do.
You take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm John Charmy, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, welcome back. Now, I hope you enjoyed that film and DVD review. Those both those films, I think, are going to be really, really great to see. Big shout out to Jacqueline, who messaged in to say, I totally agree with you on The Traitors. Was screaming at the TV last night. Wasn't it just good? Honestly, I was I was just shouting, particularly at Molly, saying, what are you doing? Look around you. So, yeah, glad you enjoyed it. It was really Vent TV, wasn't it? Marvellous. Big shout-out as well to Derek. Hello, sir. Derek's message in saying, it's a lovely bright Saturday. Been out in the garden for the first time this year, just pottering around a little bit and planning lunch, but listening to you while we're doing that. Absolutely. Love to you and Margaret. Thanks for tuning in as ever. Now, today's Danny's Choice. Now, Danny has picked a really, really superb band and track for today. A band that we don't hear enough of and a band that we particularly love here at Phoenix. I've never seen these live, actually, and I'd like to because I think it would be amazing. Currently recording new material because they came back last year and they're going to be touring as well later on in the year. So, Danny, thanks for today's choice. As ever, it's a cracker. This is Suede and She's in Fashion.
hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.